This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging an Uriga Alt. It's the classic example from Dusseldorf. You can sometimes find it in the States. They did bring it over. They brought over the Uriga, the standard. They brought over the Sticke, and they brought over the Doppelsticke. So try to find the... try to find the base version. If you can't, look for the Sticke. It's a little stronger, but fairly close to the same recipe. The Doppelsticke has, it's almost like a German barley wine. It's a completely different beast. So let's take a look at this one. It's got a light copper color. It's very clear, and it's got a tall off-white head that's persistent. Lacing the glass, all that's very good. Give it a 3 for appearance. The nose is a grainy malt. Say it's at moderate level with light hops. Hops are a little spicy. But the malt's mostly grainy. I've heard this described in the past as having a big Munich malt aroma. It's not Munich. It does not smell like a Bock. It doesn't smell like an Oktoberfest. It's mostly grainy. And that's pretty much how they smell in Germany. So I'm going to give this one a 10. Flavor? Well, it's quite bitter. Bitterness lasts into the finish. It has a malty palate, but it dries out at the finish. There's a moderate spicy hop flavor. I get a barest hint of roast in there. Just a little bit of an edge to it. Very light esters. it has a high bitterness, but the amount of malt in it really helps offset and support it. So the IBUs are up there, but the malt really supports it well, and that's one of the cool things about this style is how they can pack so many IBUs into it and still have it be so drinkable. The palate is malty with a certain fullness, malty, not sweet. The bitterness lasts into the aftertaste. It's a long aftertaste. There's a touch of mineral hardness to the water. all that's pretty standard. So that I'll give that an 18. Mouthfeel. It has a medium body, medium high carbonation, just a little bit of grainy astringency, but it has a smooth palate. I'm not getting any warming out of it, and all that's good, so I'll give it a 5. So overall, really like the long, bitter finish with some malt flavor. Palate seems full, but it dries out, which really makes this fairly drinkable. You know, the hops sort of increase the more you approach it. I mean, they start out sort of light in the nose. There's more of them in the flavor, and there's a lot of them in the bitterness. The malt's strong, but honestly, it does not have a Munich-y character. So, you know, any sort of talk about that, you know, is just plain wrong. There is a richness to it, but it's not Munich. The beer is really, really good. It's better at the brew pub when it's nice and fresh, but the bottle version is a decent example. Something to keep in mind as well that I found in Dusseldorf is that the Uriga is sort of an outlier for the style. It's the best known example and the most aggressive. You know, the rest of them don't have anywhere near this level of bitterness. You know, they tend to be paler than I thought in color too. They're more in the amber range than the coppery brown. So that was a little bit of a surprise. So you know, I sort of think of this beer as sort of the Bigfoot of alt beers. You know, the Bigfoot barley wine is sort of an outlier. You know, it's so aggressively hoppy. Well, more like that now, but when it first came out, it was really unusual. So, I mean, this one sort of stands out among the other examples there. Very well made, very good beer. Hope you can find it around. It's a classic style, and it's worth checking out. It's a beautiful, beautiful little industrial city. Just a short train ride up from Cologne. So if you get to Dusseldorf, you know, you definitely want to go to the Altstadt and look for the brew pubs. This one is the best one. So give that one a 9 overall for a total score of 45. So that's the Uriga Alt beer. And that's category 7C Dusseldorf Alt.